The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Why does the Gospel of Mark talk about the gospel of the kingdom? And why is repentance a part of it? Hello there, welcome to Grace in Focus. Glad you've joined us today. This is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We are located in North Texas, and you can know more about us by going to our website, faithalone.org. There we have many articles that you can read and resources that you can obtain, one of which is Bob Wilkins' recent book, The Gospel is Still Under Siege. Find it in our store at faithalone.org. Now, as we begin a new short series about the Gospel of Mark, here are Bob Wilkins and Ken Yates.
Ken, it's good to have you.
Man, it's always good to be here at the golden microphone. Is that what we call them?
Well,
they're really not golden. They're
the wonderful GES offices, right?
Yes.
Corinth, Texas. Well, it's not Corinth, but it's Corinth.
I didn't know. Did they really say it like that?
They say Corinth, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ken's here for our board meeting. We got a board meeting in a couple of days, our summer board meeting. And Ken has written a commentary on Mark. And when's that going to be available?
Well, we're hoping to have it ready in October sometime.
Okay.
Yeah. The reason why we at GES thought about doing this is because it's, well, could we even say a full-length gospel commentary that's
right.
Free grace?
Right.
If they're out there, they're few and far between.
Right.
And so we wanted to do one that focuses on that. What Bob and I thought we would do here on these sessions is just dip our toe into it, like do a passage in each chapter.
So we'll do 16
right,
to cover 16 passages that are of interest concerning the grace message.
Right.
We'll go through those. I think people will really like it. It'll be fun. It'll be an opportunity. And by the way, it's called a standalone commentary.
Right.
As opposed to our one-volume commentary on the New Testament, this will be standalones for various books. And
yeah.
That's our ultimate goal, is to have standalone commentaries for every book in the New Testament.
Yeah, like, for example, here at GES, we have the GES Seminary, and we're just looking to be able to have books that we can give folks who want a free grace education in
that's
the Scriptures.
Right.
And this is just one of many steps that GES is doing to do that. We have books on theology. We have some standalone ones as well, such as James and Hebrews and
First,
Second, and Third John,
Romans.
And so now we're adding another one. So
well, very good. And what's on tap for Mark chapter 1? What passage have you picked for today?
Well, there's no. I'm not inspired in picking these passages.
You're not?
No. There was no inspiration. My toast did not talk to me this morning, telling me to pick these verses or anything. But thought we would look at chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. And this is interesting because we just had like a panel discussion up in North Texas last night, and this came up.
It did.
These verses came up, and they were talking about, is repentance necessary for eternal life?
This is one of the passages.
That's right. You know, John the Baptist, and then the Lord's words here. Well, didn't the Lord teach you had to repent to go to heaven? That's what one of the questions was. We had Steve Elkins and Trent Mueller was on the panel with me, and we tried to point out that, no, this is not talking to the church. Well, anyway, in Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, it says, "Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God."
I know. There's an important phrase, the gospel of the kingdom, or the gospel of the kingdom of God.
"And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And so, yeah, there's all kinds of issues here. What is the gospel? Who is Jesus talking to? Why is he saying repent? Is this the message that we preach today? And what is the gospel of the kingdom?
So, first of all, I think it's important for us to kind of start backwards. When he says repent and believe in the gospel, some people say that's talking about 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4, which is kind of bizarre, it seems to me, because Jesus has not been teaching about his death, burial, resurrection, and post-resurrection appearances here, or this is not something which he publicly preached. He did tell his disciples privately later on in his ministry that he was going to Jerusalem and he was going to be beaten and scourged and killed and rise on the third day, but that was not something that he taught to the masses, and it was not something he taught in an evangelistic context. The closest you get is John 3:16, where he talks about, as Moses lifted up the serpent, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up, which is an allusion to the cross. But the problem is none of them got it before the cross. They didn't understand it. In fact, in Matthew 16, when Jesus says that he's going to the cross, Peter rebukes him.
And here in Mark, Mark 8, the same thing. No, that's not going to happen.
Right. So here, when we see the gospel, repent and believe the gospel, it's not repent and believe in the promise of eternal life. It's not repent and believe that Jesus died and rose again. You know, some people mistakenly think that gospel means saving message. See my book, The 10 Most Misunderstood Words in the Bible. I have a chapter on gospel, and I point out that gospel in the New Testament means good news. Well, here, the gospel in verse 15 is clearly talking about the gospel in verse 14.
Right.
So now, what is the gospel of the kingdom of God?
Yeah, and I think probably a lot of our listeners will know that the word gospel just means good news. And so what is the good news here?
So what's the good news of the kingdom of God?
Right. This is a message to the nation of Israel.
You are invited to subscribe to the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. You will find our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday videos there, enlightening and encouraging, and even probably humorous at times if you like Bob Wilkins' humor. Indeed, you will get biblical truth about free grace themes like faith alone for eternal salvation and why the Grace Evangelical Society is zero-point Calvinistic. We come your way 3 times a week at the Grace Evangelical YouTube channel. Check it out and tell a friend about the Grace Evangelical Society.
This is a message to the nation of Israel.
And what is the message?
The message is that the kingdom was being offered to that generation of Jews. He had come to offer this kingdom, which was promised in the Old Testament through the Old Testament prophets, where God was going to fulfill all of his promises to the nation of Israel.
So why say repent and believe the gospel of the kingdom? Good news of the kingdom. Why say that?
Well, the first thing is the repentance is this is a blessing for the nation. And before God would bless the nation with the kingdom, that the nation of Israel would be elevated among the nations, all the world would be blessed through the nation of Israel, they needed to turn from their sins to receive these blessings.
In other words, this is more than what an individual Jew had to do to be born again.
That's right. An individual Jew could believe in Jesus as the Christ, the one who gives him eternal life, and not turn from his sins.
But he would still have eternal life.
Still have eternal life.
Like John 3:16.
Exactly. And so this idea that Jesus is talking to the nation, believe, here I am, I'm offering it to the nation of Israel. But before this kingdom's going to come, the nation needs to turn from his sins. And by the way, we know in the last days, that's what's going to happen.
In the second half of the tribulation, especially.
That's right. But when the Lord returns, he's going to find not only a nation that believes in him, but one that has repented of its sins and turned to him.
Now, why say, so there's basically 2 conditions for the kingdom to come for Israel. They have to be a repentant nation, that is a nation in fellowship with Jesus.
Right.
But they also have to be a believing nation. This doesn't say believe in me. This says believe the gospel or believe the good news that the kingdom has drawn near.
Right.
So why doesn't he say believe in me? Why does he say believe the gospel, believe the good news? And I have an idea on this, but
let me hear your idea.
Let me hear your idea first. All right.
Yeah.
Well, here's my idea. You can't believe that the kingdom has drawn near unless you believe the one standing before you is the king.
Mm-hmm.
In Israel's view, the Messiah was the king.
Right.
So you would have to believe that what he is saying is true. that the kingdom is drawing near through him.
And he's the one bringing it.
He's the one bringing it, and that he's the Messiah. And according to John 20:31, these things I've written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah. That's the Greek word for the Hebrew word Mashiach.
Right.
You would believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. And so, basically, what he's saying is you need to repent so the nation's in fellowship, and they need to believe the good news concerning the kingdom, which includes the good news concerning the king.
Right. He's the king. He's the Christ. He's the one who's going to bring this in. And before that generation of Jews could receive that kingdom, they needed to do those two things.
And by the way, you see this basic idea in the thief on the cross. Of course, he's rebuking Jesus at the beginning and mocking Jesus at the beginning. But then after darkness covers the land and he sees how Jesus handles himself, he realizes what it says above his name is true. Jesus, King of the Jews. And so what he says is, Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom. Well, he believes that this is the king who's going to come in his kingdom in the future, and he wants him to reward him. He's here at the cross confessing him as the king, confessing him as the one who's going to rise from the dead and bring in his kingdom.
Not only is he confessing it, but he's suffering with him because there's other people at the cross who are mocking him, mocking the Lord.
They're mocking the Lord, but they almost certainly would have mocked him too at this
exactly.
point, don't you think?
Particularly if he sides with Jesus, I'm with him. So he is suffering, and he is also sharing his shame. Both of them would have been naked. Both of them would have been dying this horrible death. And he proclaims, the thief, I believe he's the king.
Yeah, and he had said earlier to the other thief, he said, we're suffering justly, but this man has done nothing wrong.
Right. I think it's like, for example, the panel that I was on last night. You hear this all the time. You know, well, John the Baptist said we needed to repent. And it's just, it's strange, it's sad that we apply this message to unbelievers today, that this is what they need to do to receive eternal life. As we pointed out in the panel, John the Baptist also, Jesus is continuing John's ministry. And John the Baptist was also sent to the nation of Israel. This is not something that we preach to unbelievers today.
So. Right, because the kingdom is not going to come during the church age.
Right.
The rapture has to occur first, and then the seven-year tribulation. So only at the end of the tribulation will it be true that you can then say, repent and believe the good news of the kingdom.
Right.
And the whole nation will be believing at that point. Romans 11:26, then all Israel will be saved. So this is not a verse about individual salvation. This is about the salvation of the entire nation. And for that, for them to be delivered from Gentile domination, they needed to be a nation in fellowship with Jesus, which means they've repented of their sins and believe in him as the Messiah King.
Well, we hope this is a good introduction to the Gospel of Mark, just to maybe whet your appetite. And until the meantime, remember,
keep grace in focus.
We invite you to check out our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 5-minute YouTube videos at YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. You will love the content and learn a lot. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. On our next episode, the book of Mark chapter 2, was the paralytic let down through the roof a believer? Please join us. Until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.